بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion on عمدة الأحكام, and this is in continuity to the subject related to the إمامة. The إمامة referring to the Imam in Salah and the rulings related to this. And we began to discuss Hadith 73 and 74, so we will mention them so that we can inshallah ta'ala relate to what will be discussed. So Hadith 73, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنما جعل الإمام ليؤتم به فلا تختلفوا عليه, فإذا كبر فكبروا, وإذا ركع فاركعوا, وإذا قال سمع الله لمن حمده فقولوا ربنا ولك الحمد, وإذا سجد فاسجدوا, وإذا صلى جالسا فصلوا جلوسا أجمعون. In this hadith of Abi Huraira, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the Imam is appointed so that he should be followed, so don't be at variance with him. فإذا كبر فكبروا. Okay, this is the meaning now. So recite takbir when he recites takbir, and this when he recites takbir meaning follow him in that, as we will discuss. وَإِذَا رَكَعَ فَارْكَعُ, and bow down when he bows down, meaning after he bows down. وَإِذَا قَالَ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ, and when he says سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ, Allah listens to him who praises him, then say فَقُولُوا رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ, then say, O Allah, our Lord, to you be the praise. وَإِذَا سَجَدَ فَاسْجُدُوا, and when he, the Imam, prostrates, you should also prostrate. وَإِذَا صَلَّ جَالِسًا فَصَلُّوا جُلُوسًا أَجْمَعِينَ أو أَجْمَعُونَ, and when he prays or says prayer sitting, you should all observe prayer sitting. This is the first hadith, hadith 74, the hadith of Aisha رضي الله عنها. She said, صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيته وهو شاكٍ, فصلى جالسا وصلى وراءه قوم قياما فأشار إليهم أن يجلسوا, فلما انصرف قال إنما جعل الإمام ليؤتم به, فإذا ركع فاركعوا, وإذا رفع فارفعوا, وإذا قال سمع الله لمن حمده فقولوا ربنا ولك الحمد, وإذا صلى جالسا فصلوا جلوسا أجمعون. In the hadith of Aisha, she narrated that Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم during his illness prayed at his house while sitting, whereas some people prayed behind him standing, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam beckoned them to sit down. On completion of the prayer, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Imam is to be followed, bow when he bows, raise up your heads, stand erect when he raises his head, and when he says سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, Allah heard the one who praised him, say then رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ, O our Lord, all the praises are for you. And if he prays sitting, then pray sitting. Now, in the beginning, إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ الْإِمَامُ لِيُؤْتَمَّ بِهِ, so the Imam is appointed or assigned so that he should be followed. فَلَا تَخْتَلِفُ عَلَيْهِ, then don't be at variance with him. فَإِذَا كَبَّرَ فَكَبِّرُ, if he makes takbir, then follow him with takbir. The apparent here is this, that this takbir is for the ihram, takbiratul ihram. But if we examine the entire hadith, then it becomes more apparent that what is intended is all the takbirat, not only takbirat al-ihram. So if he says فَإِذَا كَبَّرَ, this indicates that you don't make takbir before him, and also don't stay behind, but rather when he says takbir, then follow him with takbir. And in the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't be at variance with him, this means لا تختلف عليه, meaning be at variance by not following the Imam, taking him as the one to be followed and leading the Salah. We learned previously from the discussions on the Salah described that the status with respect to following the Imam, or in terms of the taking the Imam as the leader in the Salah, has four categories with respect to the Imam, the relation between the Imam and Ma'mum in terms of following the Imam. We discussed those four cases in Salah described, and inshallah ta'ala we will go over them in terms of the relation between the Imam and the Ma'mum. They can be either, first kind is musabaqa, getting ahead of the Imam, and the second is muwafaqa, which is conformity. And the third is at-takhalluf, staying behind. And the fourth is al-mutaba'a, following. And this is the sunnah, this is the right way. Following is the right way. So these are the four categories. First category is getting ahead of the Imam, and this is known in Arabic as al-musabaqa. The second is muwafaqa, conformity with the Imam, and the third is takhalluf, which is staying behind, and fourth, and this is the right way, and this is al-mutaba'a, following the Imam. In the first case, al-musabaqa. Which is getting ahead of the Imam. And this could be in sayings and in actions. As with respect to the actions, it is of no harm except in two cases. In relation to actions, except in two situations. In the takbirat al-ihram, to go ahead, meaning of the imam in takbirat al-ihram, in this case the salah is not established to begin with. Whether the person does this intentionally or due to forgetfulness or ignorance, irrespective, therefore getting ahead of the imam in the action of takbir and in the action of takbir is to begin with, the salah is not established. Is that clear? Even if he forgot. Clear? This is the first one. The second one is in taslim. In making the salam, to go ahead before the imam in making salam, if the person does this intentionally, then his salah becomes invalid. And if it is due to forgetfulness or ignorance, then the person makes it after his imam makes salam. After his imam makes salam. And in this situation, he does not make sujood sahu, the sujood for the two prostrations of forgetfulness, if he started the salah with the imam from the beginning. But if he did not start it with the imam from the beginning, meaning he came late, then in this case he makes sujood sahu. You know what sujood sahu is? You know what is sujood sahu? The two prostrations due to forgetfulness. They are known as sujood as-sahu. Now, with respect to actions, this is with respect to actions. With respect to sayings, if the person mentions the remembrances of ruku' and sujood or tashahud before the imam, then there is nothing upon him. There is nothing upon him. Even if he recites the Fatiha before the imam, what matters is the actions in this case. And in actions, it is with respect to the actions, we mention two situations. Okay. What about other actions? Other actions. Then we will deal with the individual in salah making actions ahead of his imam in two situations, in two cases. First case, going ahead of the imam to a pillar. Going ahead of the imam to a pillar. The second is going ahead of the imam to a pillar. The second is going ahead of the imam by a rukun, by a pillar. Preceding him by a pillar. In the first situation, going ahead of the imam, going ahead to a rukun, to a pillar. For example, bows before his imam, makes ruku' before his imam. Or, for example, making sujood before his imam, prostrates before his imam. Then the imam attains him, catches up with him in his, for example, in his ruku', in his ruku', in the ma'mum's ruku'. In this case, the ma'mum lifts up from his ruku' and makes ruku' with his imam. Clear? Okay. This is an example on the first case of going ahead of the imam by a pillar, or going ahead to a pillar. The second situation is going ahead of the imam by a pillar, preceding him by a pillar. For example, he makes ruku', bows, and lifts from ruku' before his imam makes the pillar. So the ma'mum finishes from his ruku' before his imam reaches the ruku'. Is that clear? Is that clear? So he bows and raises from it before the imam makes the ruku'. This is the second category. He bows and lifts up or raises from the ruku' before the imam makes the ruku'. Clear? Before the imam makes the ruku'. All of this is haram, and from the major sins, all of this is haram, forbidden, and from the major sins. And the ruling is that when an individual, when a person, a musalli, goes ahead of his imam knowingly and with remembrance, then his salah is invalid in all of the cases mentioned. In all of the cases mentioned. And if the person, so remember the ruling, when the musalli, the person performing the prayer, does this knowingly and with remembrance, then his salah is invalid in all cases mentioned. And if he is ignorant or forgot, then his salah is sahiha, his salah is valid. And in this case, if his excuse is ends or is lifted before his imam catches up with him, then in this case he must return to bring about the actions he did preceding his imam, to do that following his imam. And if he doesn't do that due to ignorance or forgetfulness, then there is nothing upon him. But if he does not do that knowingly and with remembrance, his salah is invalid. Is this clear? Another example. Another example. The musalli, person in the prayers, praying, makes sujood, prostration, and raises from it before his imam makes sujood. You understand? You imagine this? Tayyib. In this case, it is binding upon him to return so as to do this following his imam. If he doesn't do this knowingly and with remembrance, then his salah is invalid. And if he didn't do that due to ignorance or forgetfulness, then his salah is valid. Is that clear now? This is the case of musabaqa, going ahead of the imam. This is the case of musabaqa, going ahead of the imam. Inshallah ta'ala, in the next class, we will talk about the other cases. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.